On Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy Week, waiting in line is no one's idea of a good use of time. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Holt, assistant professor of public management, examines why some groups wait more than others for routine appointments.
We have all experienced unexpected waits to receive needed services, perhaps at the doctor's office or getting groceries, that disrupts our day and leaves us with less productive time. Since persistent economic and social inequalities impact many other aspects of daily life, from the neighborhoods we live in and the schools we attend to the jobs and services available to us, I wondered whether low-income households faced even longer wait times for services. Having done research on Americans' time use, I consulted the American Time Use Survey, time diary data collected by the Bureau of Labor Statistics from a national sample of Americans, and looked at the difference in time spent waiting for services between people in low-income households and people in high-income households. Sure enough, on a typical day, when some waiting occurs, a person making less than $20,000 per year will spend about 45 minutes waiting. Meanwhile, someone making $150,000 or more per year spends only 29 minutes waiting when they have to wait for services, 16 fewer minutes wasted. Using the data to adjust for other differences between these groups, like time spent working, education, demographics, use of services, and so on, this gap amounts to low-income people spending between 7 and 40 additional hours per year waiting for things like groceries, medical services, educational services, and other needs. Notably, for Black Americans, the link between income and waiting is severed. High-income Black Americans wait as long or longer than low-income Americans, regardless of race. This carries obvious equity implications. Our time is one truly scarce resource, and it is troubling that society systematically devalues the time of those living in poverty. Worse, the waiting gap creates yet another barrier to accessing routine and needed services for those who can least afford it.
That was Stephen Holt of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.